Oh, yeah. Woo! Get it on! Tequila!
We are drunk on liberty.
Drunk on Liberty. This is Ryan Jan Serenay coming to you live from Liberty Lounge.
What up, drunks?
What up, bitches?
How's it going? Welcome to episode 67 of Drunk on Liberty. Get your drink on, everybody.
Oh, geez.
Indeed. So what's going on,
Nothing.
Serenay? Well, I guess we could tell them what to do. Let's tell them what to do.
What can we tell them to do?
Go to drunkonliberty.com, first off.
All right.
Okay. They could drunk dial us, 623-505-6375, and leave us a drunken message
That's
if they're
true.
Not pussies.
Which most people are, I think.
They're always pussies.
Except for the ones that have already done it.
We haven't had one in a while, though.
Yeah, we need one. Please do it. Do it now. Peer pressure.
I was thinking about doing it the other day. I never did, though.
Oh, good thing.
Good thing? Why?
Because you'd be hilarious.
Well, would have been good, then.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
So it's a bad thing.
Wish you the Liberty Lounge stud to do a drunken message.
Oh, well, I know what his would sound like.
It'd be more than that, though. He'd just be like, where are my bitches at? Where are my bitches at?
Hey, bitches.
Anyways, moving on.
Oh, shit.
What else can we do? What can else
Facebook,
they do?
Facebook page. We're most prominent there.
Yeah, you can like us on the Facebook page.
We are, at this moment, one like away from 100. We have 99 likes.
Woo!
I just did the math for you guys. There you go. Yeah, we need that other like, so help us out.
Mm-hmm.
Share us with your friends.
You can also go to the website.
I already did that.
No, Twitter. But you didn't say the donate part.
Right.
Who cares about fucking Twitter? I don't even go on Twitter personally.
We are on Twitter.
All right, fine. Go to Twitter and tweet the shit out of us. Da-da-da.
Goodness.
Or you could go to the website and you can go to the donate button. And click the shit out of the donate button. Thank God we have her back and not the other
well,
damn girl.
Well, it was only because I wasn't ready for her and you were trying to go to her.
Thank God. That was my plan.
Wait, no, I mean right now. What just happened?
Oh. We can go to the donate plan. You can go to the donate plan.
What?
Wait.
We have a plan for them? Donate plan?
You can go to the donate tab.
We have a plan for you guys. Donate. Click the shit out of that donate button.
Or the support.
Where is that? Where I have that sound dropped.
I don't know.
Click the shit out of that donate
button. Who cares?
Button.
It's too late.
No, it
fucking
is.
Hit the shit out of that donate
fucking
button.
Hit the shit out of that donate button.
Anyways, after you do that, you could also go to the Amazon banner because I know it's Christmas time. Everyone's getting stuff from Amazon because I know I am. And you can click on that banner and then do your shopping. And then Amazon gives us money, not you. Amazon gives us money, so do that.
A little portion of what you buy. So some of your money does not go to the big Leviathan Amazon. It comes to us, Drunk on Liberty, the little guys. Help the little guy out.
Indeed.
And we also accept Bitcoin.
We do.
Click shit out of that Bitcoin button and drop us some Bitcoins. And we'll try and figure out something to do with them. I know I can play poker with them. And that's what I'm looking forward to. One of these days.
I can't do that. That's not cool.
You can. I will allow you. Okay.
Sorry, I was doing some boar pedoning.
What? Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. This is great.
All right. Anyways.
Voice things.
Moving on. Talking. That's not that depressing. Let's
Why
move on.
Wait a minute. Why do we do a podcast? We can't talk.
I can't. I don't know about you.
You can't. Neither can I.
You don't like to talk.
Why do we do a podcast when we cannot talk?
Yes? I don't know.
Huh?
Let's get some crack.
I'm way sad. Anyways, so what did you do this weekend? Hello, what'd you do?
Hello.
What'd you do? I'm trying to get you to talk.
A beer fest?
Yeah.
Happened to go to a beer fest. Mm-hmm. We did not go to the tequila fest. That song that was playing. No, I don't know where it's at.
Oh.
Damn it.
Anyways.
So that worked out well.
There was a tequila fest. We did not go to that one because, well, tequila will mess you up. So instead we went to a beer fest, which still messes you up, but not as quickly.
But I'm questioning. I'm wondering what goes on at a tequila fest. How do you, like, do you sample all the tequilas? You take shots of them? How many do you do? How long can you last? I mean, I couldn't do too
many. One shot, I'd be done.
I don't understand. Yes?
Tequila.
But anyway.
Tequila.
The beer fest.
This song was on the Ninja Turtles. Do you remember that movie? It was on the Ninja Turtles.
Well, it was on, what's his name? Pee-wee. One of his movies, he did the dance in the biker
He's
bar.
He's coming back.
In the biker bar, he did a dance to this song.
He's coming back, though.
Okay. What about this beer fest?
What about it? I don't know. I just said we went.
It was a good time.
It was a good time. Got some free shit.
Had a lot of good beers.
A lot of them we had already tasted.
Some. Not all.
What else?
They had plenty of new ones.
No.
What?
I'm trying to think if anything exciting happened there.
They had plenty of new ones.
I'm not saying they didn't.
Hey, bitches.
I'm just saying it was a beer fest. What else can you say about the beer fest besides there's beer?
Tasty.
And that it was tasty.
Let's do it.
And that makes it prove it was tasty. I burped. Oh, that was my joke.
Okay, enough of the beer fest. Jeez.
You're all mad at me.
Huh. Oh, here we go, guys. Here we go.
Anyways, move on.
Emotional drunk.
I'm not. Go, move on. It's your turn. You're just taking a little time. Your next turn.
Well, I don't have the story. I thought you had a story on this, the medical marijuana.
No, I did, but I don't have it up. I thought you were at it, talking about it. I don't have it up. You want me to pull it up?
Jesus. No.
But that's okay.
That was perfect timing.
Apparently, here in the desert, medical marijuana passed 2 years ago. I don't know. It's been a while. But no dispensaries have opened. As of yet, except the other day, the first one finally opened because the judge, I guess,
proved
see, that's,
it, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, the news story. I don't have it, but finally they approved to allow the people to have what they voted to have. So, and they finally opened their first dispensary, but it's very far away from here.
Mm-hmm.
From us. But so. There should be some new ones opening soon, and so that's good news. Everything's good news.
So that's just our little news.
What?
This is our little news.
Well, yeah.
Stay smoking.
I got some stuff on Beer Bellies. You want to hear about Beer Bellies?
Heard something about Afghani Kush.
Okay.
Or Billy Bellies.
Billy Bellies?
Beer Bellies. Stop, I'm trying to touch it. Anyways, you won't let me touch his area. Oh my goodness. You almost let me touch your...
Your mic cord is going to spill that beer for sure.
It's not. It's beautifully done. Anyway, so beer bellies are linked with weak bones. Did you know this now?
I know this now.
Okay, now you do. Apparently...
I like eating pussy.
Men, just men. Apparently women don't have them. Men with excessive fat around their abdomen, commonly known as the beer belly... are an Boner. Elevated risk for heart disease and type 2 diabetes, and now researchers are adding osteoporosis. I don't think I said that right. to the list of potential hazards.
Nice. So,
they are at risk for that osteoporosis.
So what's going on? Where do beer bellies come from?
They come from beer.
Okay. Is there, what's this news story?
No, it's just stating that now they're at risk of getting that osteoporosis. Because most of the things that people think of beer bellies are like, well, weight.
Well, they did a study,
yeah,
and they found out that it comes from weak bones.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, what's the story?
That's
here?
The story. I told you.
Nuts.
Listen. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, bitches.
Anyways, we have the top 25 beer list of 2012. You ready for it?
I want to know if we've had any of these beers.
Well, let's
go
talk
from
about
the
it.
Bottom.
Okay, well, number 25
Wait,
is
who,
the top number.
Who chose these? Where's this from?
It is from the top 25 list is all about balance. Does not say.
What?
The website is Wine Enthusiasts Magazine.
Okay. Wine Enthusiasts Magazine,
yes,
did a beer. Top beers. Yep. Wine.
So okay, the first one, that number 25, is Duclaw Retribution.
Never heard of it.
No, it's $11. Price tag. It's about, oh, I know why. Dark chocolate and roast coffee aromas.
I would never drink that.
All right. Next
eat or
one
drink it.
Is number 24 is Brewery Bocker Amer Traditional Blonde Ale. It's at price at $10.
Never heard of that one either.
It has like a, has herbal.
Teach your kids to drink.
Herbal accents that.
Herbal?
Herbal.
Herbal?
Herbal.
Hey, yo.
Whatever. Number 25-3 is Captain Lawrence Cuvée de Castone Batch, number 5.
Really?
And that's at a price of $15.
Whatever.
It's kind of expensive.
Allegedly.
All right, number 22, Boulevard Smokestack Series Tank 7 Farmhouse Ale.
Great.
Jesus, that was huge.
That was a long one.
I've never heard of
I
any
lost
so
a
far.
Breath there. All right, now let's go. We're going down to the top 20 to 16.
Have you heard any of these yet?
No.
Okay.
Next one, 21st Amendment. 21st Amendment.
What?
Instruction Series Monk's Blood.
No thanks.
Nine.
Number 19. Not 9. 19.
Romy's way off on
Jolly but Pumpkin La Roja. Arston Amberel.
Oh my goodness. What is going on? I've never heard of anything.
And that one's at priced at, there is no price. Number 18.
Eight.
St. Flemin Sasson Belgian Farmhouse Ale.
What is that? New Belgium?
No, not New Belgium.
Oh.
Sasson.
Oh.
Number 17.
Seven.
Smitty Nose. Oh, we have had Smitty Nose. Big
Smutty
Beer.
Nose.
Smutty, I'm sorry. That's Smutty funny. Nose Big Beer Series Smutnator Double Bock. It's called Smutnator Double Bock Beer.
Awesome. That sounds good.
We
did
not have that.
I've never had that. I only had the Smutty Nose IPA.
Great.
Number 16 is New Galras Two Women Lager. Or
Six.
Lager. Lager. Sorry.
I've never heard of that.
All right. Let's go down to number 15 to 11.
Jesus.
Number 15 is Lundman's Carvé René Grand Cru. I can't read all this. Lambrique. It's like a different language beer, okay?
Different language beer.
Anyways, number 14, Port City Optimum Wit.
What is it?
Well, if you wouldn't have interrupted me. Port City Optimum Wit.
That was Mike.
Or Wit.
That was Mike.
Number 13 is...
Hey, bitches.
Avery Annual Barrel Series Uncle Jacob Stout.
Here's the voluntarism.
Number 12
Here's
is...
Here's the peace, love, and joy for everybody. Thank you very much. Have a nice night.
Number 12, Celebratory Double Bock. Or I don't know how you say it. Topolo Bock.
Oh, my goodness.
And then number 11 is Stone Ruination 10th Anniversary IPA.
We just drank that.
Yes, we did.
Last weekend.
So we've had that one. We've had the number 11th beer.
Nine.
Maybe because all the beers we drink are above the 10, the top 10. That's why we don't know all these other crappy ones.
Well,
okay. Oh, number 10, Odell the Medlar Odd Brown Ale.
Never had that, but no. I do know Odell pretty well.
Number 9, Founders Bolt Cutter Barley Wine Ale. That sounds interesting.
It sounds good. I've never had it,
It's priced at $23.
Jesus.
But I wonder if there is actually wine in it, and so, like, high alcohol volume. Number eight. Oh, you got it right. Is Weinstoffenhahner's Witz Weinsbach. Weinsbach. That's $4. And then number seven is Dogfish Head Noble Rat.
Well, never heard of that.
And number six is Yutan Double Imperial Black IPA.
Jesus, this is not a fun list.
No.
I've only had one beer so far.
And then the top five, here we go.
Five.
Okay, stop it. Number five is Deschutes Hop Triple Pale Ale.
Deschutes. I've had Deschutes, but not that one.
Five.
Number four is Left Hand Polestar Pilsner. I think I had that one yesterday.
What?
Yes. I had that one yesterday at the beer fest.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Yep.
Four.
Number three is Samuel. Three, stop interrupting me. Three, Samuel Adams Utopia's 10th anniversary. And that's priced at $190.
That's stupid.
And number two is Traquairy House Ale. It's a Scottish ale.
Never had it.
And
number one is...
One.
Wait till he stops interrupting me.
One.
The Brari Sasson Roux Belgium Style Ale is number one.
Wonderful. Yeah, I've never had any of those except the Stone Ruination 15 or 10th anniversary. What was it? 15 or 10?
Yeah, a 10.
10th anniversary.
I have had two on the list.
I don't believe you.
Whatever, you're just pissed that I beat you.
Allegedly.
Not allegedly. I had that beer yesterday.
Great.
Okay, anyways.
One.
Did you know that whiskey saves man's eyesight after being blinded by vodka? One. Shut up, you're interrupting an important story, you fucker.
Nine. One. One.
Anyways. Alcohol doesn't tend to make you see more clearly, but in Dennis's case, a bottle of whiskey literally saved his sight. The 65-year-old Taranaki man suddenly went blind when vodka... I don't think I said it that country.
This is
right.
Not funny. Why are you laughing?
Blind.
Who are you?
When vodka...
Why?
He had been drinking, reacted with his diabetes medicine. He regained his sight only after hospital staff administered expensive whiskey.
Wait, so he got alcohol poisoning, or what?
No.
How did he lose his sight?
Because he was blinded by vodka, because the vodka reacted to his diabetes medicine.
So he originally went blind.
From vodka.
From alcohol.
Yep.
And then used a different type of alcohol.
And it brought his sight back. Isn't that crazy?
What's up?
Yeah, I don't.
Apparently,
understand.
He has not touched alcohol since he's been released from the hospital.
Great.
I wouldn't either. That's a fucked up mess there.
Bull crap. Screw
what does that
you.
Say about the medicine you're taking, though? That's not good.
I don't care about any of that.
I don't care about you, so shut up.
Allegedly.
All right. And the last thing here real quick is, not the last thing, but the last thing about booze, is a new label show, not all Kona Brewing Company beer is made in Hawaii.
Oh, Kona Brewing? We've had a few of their beers.
We've had a couple of them, and their beers aren't bad. But apparently, it always states it's made in Hawaii, like right. On the islands.
That's where their brewery
is. And apparently,
is.
Now their new label is stating that not all of their beers are made in Hawaii.
Where are they made?
Oregon, Washington, New Hampshire.
Jesus.
So, they are, and some of them are made in Hawaii. Some of them are.
Wait, you said they are actually putting it on their labels.
Mm-hmm.
So at least they're letting you know. They're not trying to be like last week's episode. We had that story about how Big Beer is trying to make it look like they're doing craft beers. Remember?
Yeah.
So at least they're not doing that.
No, they're not.
They're telling them, hey, we're not brewing only in Hawaii. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Who cares?
As long as their beer's good, that's all that matters.
Yeah. As long as it started there, and that's why they're called Kona Brewing, because they're in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. You know, but wait, something I quickly forgot to mention.
Okay.
So I will quickly mention now. It's possible in the coming episodes, maybe by the next episode, our podcast will be sponsored by Fleshlight. So look out for that, drunks. And once it happens, which I think it's going to happen, you best go buy some of that shit up.
You best go buy that shit up.
Because you'll help us out. But don't buy it yet.
No, not yet.
Wait. Just wait.
We'll tell you when.
Till we have a link on the website for it. It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming in more ways than
one.
All right. So apparently the government is telling people not to be afraid. The government denies the world's ending on December 21st.
See, this is crazy.
So
because,
in 2 weeks, tension is essentially.
Right, yeah. We have that end of the world show coming up on the 21st. We're going to record a show, and it will be our 69th episode. But apparently the government has come out and said that the end of the world is not coming. So now, like, I had already believed the end of the world is not really coming. But now that the government says that it's not, it's making me question it a little bit more, because I don't like to believe what the government says.
Mm-mm. Here's my thing. I believe the end of the world, the world's going to end at some point, but I don't think we're going to know. There's no way we're going to know. And I think it's going to be a slower process. It's not going to be like one day, boom, it's done. I think.
Well, it could be.
I don't believe that. I think it's going to be like something happens, enough. Like a virus comes out, something like that, and it just slowly takes people away.
You know,
that's how I think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be like, boom, something like a bomb or like a thing happens. Like, because even though a bomb goes off, it's going to not initially kill everyone. It will slowly kill everyone.
Well, you know about those supernovas with the stars, when they explode, they shoot like a direct
Yes, but you
beam.
See it coming, though. It's a couple of days from you seeing it coming.
You'll see something, but you won't know what the fuck that is, and it's moving really, really fast, like near the speed of light. And so that would, if it was a nearby star that blew up and it just happened to be in trajectory of that beam shooting.
But how would we
us,
know? We wouldn't, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So then they can't say on the 21st that's going to happen.
No, I know. I'm
so that's
saying,
what I'm saying.
You said we would. It would be a slow process, and we would see it coming.
That's how I see it. But I'm saying, what you're saying is accountable too.
Right. I'm trying to tell you how it would happen without it being a slow process. Like, that would be immediate. As soon as it hit us, it would just disintegrate the earth.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the only way that that immediate thing would happen. But I don't know
that's
how they
the
would be able
way.
To say.
I'm sure there's other ways.
But I'm saying, I don't. Whatever. All right. I'm done talking to you right now. I'm not talking about this shit. Neither one of us are scientists. But anyways, many have these rumors involve the Mayan calendar.
Why?
Because the Mayan calendar ends in 2012.
I mean, why is this such a big deal?
So that's why everyone thinks that the world's ending on December 21st, 2012, because that's when the Mayans said the calendar was on. No offense, this is what I think. They got tired of writing the fucking calendar, and they're like, who's going to even be alive in 2012? Because back then when they were writing it, it was like, whatever, thousands of years ago.
Okay, but
so
then
they just
where
got tired of writing it.
But then where did they go?
Maybe they went to space. Okay, maybe they said, fuck this place. We're going to space.
And maybe they're
left.
Coming back.
Okay, so maybe it's not really the end. Maybe it's the beginning again.
No way.
Maybe people are looking at the wrong way. They're saying, everyone's thinking it's the end. But
I
really,
say no.
It's the beginning.
Beginning of what?
Of new thinking or something. Of them coming back and then us realizing there's other places. Like there's more places
than just
Earth.
The Liberty mindset?
Maybe, but what I'm saying
Good
is because
luck.
Everyone thinks, a lot of people, not just everyone, a lot of
Great.
People think that there's no life out there.
Really?
But maybe this is the beginning where people realize that there is because they come back. And they're like, wait,
Great.
Where have they been for thousands of years? There has to be life somewhere else.
No
better
way.
Technology to get them there. So
really?
There, that's what I'm saying. It might be the beginning.
Allegedly.
But maybe we should move on. Anyways.
Probably.
Okay. Next thing real quick is apparently Citigroup. Hold on, my computer's gone stupid.
Well,
slow.
I can play this haunted toaster video.
Oh, after this one, we can play it. So apparently Citigroup to cut 11,000 jobs as it looks to trim expenses.
One?
Familiar story in stress industry. So they're basically, everyone knows Citigroup's a credit card company.
Really?
Apparently they are cutting 11,000 jobs.
Yes.
Great time for the holidays.
Well, they got their man Obama in, and I thought everything was going to be good with the economy because he was doing well with the economy, right? And now the economy is not so good. It hasn't really changed. It's always been the same. It's just not good. It's because there is way too much government intervention, and it wouldn't have mattered if it was Romney or Obama. Either way, get the government out of all the, at least the economy. Goodness gracious. Stop sticking your tiny little dirty little dicks in the economy. Putting too many diseases all over that economy.
One.
Yep.
Bull crap.
All right. Well, this is a old video. And it's only like a little more than a minute. But apparently this chick had a haunted toaster. And then a local news. Or it wasn't even local news. It was like the Today Show or something. I don't know what it was. But they went and did a story on this lady and went and interviewed her and stuff about her haunted toaster. Enjoy.
It becomes normal. I mean, if you've seen a haunted toaster.
Right here where it says put one slice, we heard, I am the devil.
What kind of voice did the devil have?
A very low voice, I'd say, sounded like Eli Wallach.
Have you saved any of this satanic toast?
Yes, I did save it because I wanted to be sure that somebody else would see it. Now this one, can you see that, Richard? Satan lives. Just terrible.
Is the toaster still possessed?
We still have trouble off and on with it, yes. Oh, see, now it's...
I just won't let that.
It seems to be aware. Oh!
Why have you kept this toaster?
Well, Richard, you know, when all is said and done, it makes good toast.
For today, Boyd Matson, NBC News, Boca Raton, Florida.
Okay, well, we posted this to the Drunk on Liberty Facebook page, so if you want to watch it, the video of it is much better. There was something I just caught that I didn't see the first time I watched it. She actually had a piece of toast that was burnt to a crisp, but, like, written in it with, like, unburnt was the word Satan lives. I don't know how that happened. I don't know. Anyways.
That's freaking creepy if that's true.
I think I have a drop for that.
The devil's in us all. There you go. Even in bread. Well, speaking of devils, Hugh Hefner.
Wait.
What?
Yes, go on.
Yes. Please. He apparently got a marriage license with his 26-year-old girlfriend. I don't know her name. She's
They allowed him?
Crystal Harris.
They gave him permission to marry
the government said, yep, you can marry her.
Government said that's okay.
Yep. So.
Well, that's good. Good news.
Apparently,
way to go, Hef.
They canceled their previous engagement and was branded a runaway bride in the Playboy. So apparently they were engaged before and then she canceled it or something happened. And then, but anyways, apparently.
How old is Hef now? Does it say?
He's like 80. Okay, because I remember.
Does it say on there?
No, it does not say on there. Huh. But I know he has to be 84, 85 now because not that I'm proud of this, but I did watch that Girls Next Door. I'm not proud of that, but
I watched it.
I watched the Girls Next Door, and I remember they played like he had his 80th birthday party on one of their episodes, and that was a couple years ago. So he's at least 84, 85 now.
Yeah.
So
well, props once again. That 26-year-old.
I'm sorry, but
wife.
I mean, come on now. Whatever.
What?
So anyway,
props to him.
No, I know, but
way to get it done.
Gross. But apparently it's only like good for 90 days or something.
No, I like corn dogs.
But they're planning on getting married on New Year's Eve. So I don't know.
That's
what she's... God, wrinkly.
Hey, bitches.
All right. It's gross to me.
Hey, whatever. Where's our drunk of
the week? Right here.
I gotta fucking do that thing.
Kingston police arrest a man who told kids Santa isn't real.
He was drunk, though, wasn't he?
I think so. In Kingston, it's not the Grinch, but a 23-year-old man who police say stole Christmas.
Fuck you, bear!
Christmas-themed floats slowly rolled down Princess Street during Kingston's annual Santa Claus parade.
Kingston.
An intoxicated man shouted... all these lies to shock children, such as Santa doesn't exist, but that's not really a lie. That's true.
He shouted lies. That's not lies.
Fuck you, Bear.
Yeah, I know, right?
Is this Kingston, what?
New Mexico? It's in Canada.
Oh. Isn't there a Kingston in New Mexico? Arizona. No, that's...
But...
No, Nevada. I thought it was...
Oh, no, that's Arizona. It's but anyways, it was pretty, the police arrested a 24-year-old man around 6 p.m. It was pretty despicable that someone during this time of the year would tell kids that Santa isn't real, which of course we would argue, someone said. While Kingston police
agree or argue?
While Kingston police wouldn't identify the man, they confirmed that he was on probation. He spent Saturday night in a cell where he was sobered up. The next morning, he was granted bail.
Allegedly.
A man is charged with causing a disturbance by being drunk in breach of probation. Kingston residents want Twitter and Facebook to voice their outrage. It irritates me when things like this happen, like, let a kid be a kid, said someone.
Let a kid be a kid and enjoy the lies.
Others called the man a Grinch and wondered if he would receive coal in his stocking.
Oh, jeez.
So, but anyways, he's not really lying, but I do agree, like, it's their choice. Like, if a parent doesn't want their child to know that Santa isn't real, then they should have the choice to not let their kid know that, just as a parent that wants their kid to know that Santa is not real should, but then a man shouldn't be out in public saying that, you know what I mean? Like, they should abide by what the parents want their child to hear. So, I can see why certain people would be upset, but they shouldn't say he was lying, because we all know he's not real. But... in a sense, Santa Claus was real a really long time ago. There was a man who dressed up and gave presents to people.
Possibly.
But that was a long time ago, so it's not really like he's real now. So, anyways, I'm all about that. If you want your child to think Santa's real, that is fine. If you don't want your child to think Santa's real, then that is fine. It's what you want. Right?
Yeah. I would lean more towards don't lie to your children. But
it's not like you're... they're happy. Do you ever see kids when they think Santa's coming? They're so happy. It's
they're
not
so
like
happy
a...
when they learn the truth.
No, they're not. I was not
exactly.
Happy.
Exactly. That's my point.
Well, actually, I figured it out myself, though, so it wasn't like...
And you were upset, right?
Not really, because I still got... I was...
Yes, you
I,
were.
No, here's
yes,
my...
You
this
were.
Is my reason
of course
I thought...
You
no,
were.
This is why I
listen
thought...
Listen to you.
No, can I please tell you why I was upset? I was upset because I thought I'd get less presents, because I thought Santa wasn't real now.
Okay, we probably need to move on to our beer.
All right, so get it going.
Where is it? I don't know where anything is.
Oh, my God.
Tasty.
Tasty. All right, so the beer of choice this week is Bell's Winter White Ale by Bell's Brewing Company.
Bell's. I know she says it weird. It sounded
like Bells.
Bales, but Bell's Brewing. Winter White Ale.
It is 5% alcohol.
Yes, it is. I have the Beer Advocate up. It gets an 83. It's not bad. This is fermented with a Belgian ale yeast. This blend of barley and wheat malts yields a mixture of clove and fruity aromas, all without the use of any spices. Deliberately brewed to retain a cloudy appearance. It does look cloudy.
Yes, it does.
Although, I don't know how I could tell that because you haven't poured it into the glass yet.
Well, through the bottle, you can see it.
Okay.
All right, so let's pour this.
Are you
going to
crack it?
I already cracked it. I'm ahead of you.
I didn't
sorry.
Hear it. I didn't hear
I know
it.
I was ahead of you. Go.
I'm trying.
Pour it. I'm
you're the one who has
it.
To pour.
I'm ready. Ready? Go ahead.
Do it. You're the one doing it.
Ooh, yeah, I do see
that. Oh, it is cloudy.
The cloudiness.
It's very cloudy.
All right, let me try
I
it.
Like rape.
I do enjoy Bell's Brewing, so I hope this is good.
It's interesting.
Doesn't taste like Bell's.
Mm-mm.
Tastes a little...
bad.
A little... it has that, that taste that came when I brewed my beer. You know?
We all know how that was.
You were not on
mic. And we all know how that was.
Well, it just has that, you know, that sort of taste. I've tasted other beers that have that taste, too.
It's not horrible.
There's a new Belgium beer that tastes like that, too. The Trappel, I think. It wasn't the Trappel. I don't remember what it was. It was something by New Belgium that has that taste, too. It's weird. I'm not a fan of that taste. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I don't
but
mind
it.
But
it only shows up in ales. I think it must have been a New Belgium ale.
Yeah, well,
I don't think I'd give it 83.
Nah, I'd probably give it a 65.
It's not horrible. I'd give it better than that. I could easily drink it. It's only 5%. It's not. It's out of Michigan. That's where Bell's Brewing is. Is that about it on that, I guess? So that's quick
the
beer review.
The picture on the beer is pretty. It's like a white little Christmas. It's pretty. Little trees with snow around it. So I like the picture. It brings a seasonal flair to the environment.
Why?
I explain myself. All right. I think it's time for some more news, some good news, news.
Romy, try it. 1 out of 10, what do you give it?
4.
Really?
Okay.
He's not a very manly man. He's not a manly man.
All right, you got some news tonight?
I got some news. Where's the news?
I don't know.
God, don't say that shit and not know where the news is. My goodness.
Live from the Liberty Lounge. That's what she said.
All right, so my first story here is about cops, because we all know how they are. Cops demand that Congress force telecoms to archive all text messages.
Oh, they're going to start reading our texts?
Jeez. All right. U.S. cell phone service providers could be required to log personal text messages for up 2 years if a proposal submitted by a group of law enforcement professionals can successfully plead with Congress. So basically what that means is they would archive your, if you're a U.S. citizen or not a U.S. cell provider, you would be required to log people's text messages for up to 2 years.
But the state is the one enforcing that law upon them. So they're just following the law, because if they weren't to do that, they may get in trouble or shut down or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is all state problem. It's not your local cell provider or whatever the hell it is. They're just following the orders that come from the state. And so people always start hating on the big corporation that is doing whatever it is. But you got to look at why they're doing it. They're being told to do it. They're being forced to do it. If they don't do it, they get in trouble. So, and that is the state.
That is true. In the recent weeks, the anticipated Electronic Commissions Privacy Act of 1986, so CPA, has been in the news due to congressional efforts to update the legislation to reflect the growing nature of the internet. Last week, the Senate Judiciary Committee approved an amendment to the act that, if passed by Congress, would require law enforcement agencies to obtain a search warrant to collect personal emails older than 180 days. Currently, only an easy-to-obtain administrative court order is needed to access private emails, meaning an archived correspondence contained in the digital cloud could be collected by the police without producing any probable cause to a judge. Should the MCCPA have their way, however, efforts to make it harder for law enforcement to eavesdrop on emails would be canceled out by the widespread collection of text messages.
Well, and see, like, overall, I have no problem with, like, Google or Verizon or Facebook or whatever, any of these big corporations, you know, checking out whatever I'm doing, because they're only doing it to provide certain advertisements toward, you know, people they believe, you know, that they should go after. That's why they're collecting data and information from you. And there's nothing wrong with that, because they are not the ones who can grab you because you have a certain belief or whatever, or you're doing a certain thing that maybe they don't like. they can't grab you and throw you in a cage for doing that. Mm-mm. So it's fine. They're only using that to better their advertisements and whatnot, promote more ad dollars and whatever. But it's when they work directly with the state is when it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they accumulate the data and the information on you and then give it to the state. And the state is the one who can come in and throw you in a cage or, you know, bust into your home for whatever reason. You know, stuff like that. That's the state, though. It's I have no problem with... You know, the whole privacy thing, who gives a fuck if Google knows what the hell I'm doing? It's when Google works with the state. It's all about the state. If we don't have the state, then what would you be afraid of Google having your information for?
Mm-hmm.
What can they do with that?
Can't do anything.
Well, they can do certain things, but they're only good things for you. They
well,
help
course.
You out, like
yeah.
Amazon does. When you get on Amazon, you've already bought a bunch of shit from Amazon. And so they say, well, you bought these things, so you probably will like these things, right?
Yes, of course.
That's the type of information that they're taking. But what's the problem is when they work with the state and give information to the state, so then the state can use that information and throw you in a cage. Because Amazon can't throw you in a cage. So there's nothing wrong with Amazon in that matter. The only thing that's wrong with Amazon in that matter is when they work with the state. So once again, it's the state.
Sure it is. All right, moving on, next story. You made your point.
Yes.
Okay. Inmates say they were abused with hot sauce.
What?
Apparently. Prison officials in North Carolina are calling for a criminal investigation after inmates allegedly correctional officers forced them to rub habanero. Did I say that right?
Habanero?
Yeah. Habanero hot sauce on their genitals, resulting in painful blisters. Horrible. NC Department of Public Safety spokeswoman Paula Walker said Monday that officials had asked the State Bureau of Investigations to review conduct at Sampson's Correctional Institute. Walker said one staff member at the prison has been reassigned, and another went on leave after the state start of an internal investigation, the findings of which are being kept confidential. Additional personnel action could be forthcoming, she said. So apparently, yeah, the inmate also reported being forced to grub a super hot gulp. I'm sorry, what did I say? Grub.
You said grub. I don't know what that means.
Was also forced to gulp a super hot sauce purchased off the internet and slathered on their testicles, as well as being forced to grab and kiss wild snakes while working on road crews and throw captured bunnies into oncoming traffic.
Really?
What the hell?
No way. That is
a mixture of just nothingness.
Yep.
None of that. What? What? That's the most random shit I've ever heard.
But that's what they were told to do.
What? Why?
I don't know. Because they're freaking bored, police officers.
What's up? Talk to me.
So anyways.
I'm confused.
I'm just.
What is
going
on?
That's what happened.
So these officers are making them slap hot sauce on their balls and run into traffic and kill bunnies? What?
No.
Wait, what?
No. So they were forced to gulp down some of the hot sauce.
Gulp down?
Yes.
Yes.
Then they were forced to put also on their testicles.
Oh,
then,
shit.
As well as when they were working outside, like the road crew, because you know how they have the prison guards
right.
or prisoners sometimes. They were forced to grab wild snakes, and they were forced to kiss them, and then some officers forced some of the prisoners to pick up bunnies and throw them into coming traffic.
And what would happen to them if they did not do that?
Probably they would say, it doesn't say what they said, but I'm sure that they would be telling people that they were doing something while they were out there, and then they get more time, or you know what I mean? They'd probably threaten them with stuff.
Well, I mean, if they didn't do it.
That's what I'm saying.
They would just get more time. Aren't they already serving long sentences?
Not the ones usually that are on the label to go out and do that, I don't think.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But anyway, so that's what they were forced to do.
Seems weird. Very weird to me.
I think it's weird. All of that's weird. So, all right, moving on. Next one.
Oh, shit.
Couple faces $97,000 in fines for using their own driveway.
What?
The Grays obtained permission from a Clear Creek Township official to use their residential driveway in Warren County to get to buildings on the Montgomery County portion of their land. The buildings house the Grays' storage and landscaping businesses. But following complaints from neighbors, Clear Creek Township ordered the couple to stop using the driveway to access their commercial area.
No way.
Yep. A judge subsequently issued an order to that effect. The Grays say they have no other feasible way to get to that land. So they have to use their own driveway to get to that land.
Right.
So now I guess the court's saying that they can't use that their own fucking driveway.
Great.
Which is stupid. So, hold on. The Grays say they have no other feasible way to get to that land, and they now face contempt of court charges and nearly $100,000 in potential fines for resisting court orders. We are just confounded, Lisa Gray said. I'm just very saddened. Saddened. We realized that several years ago, the Grays were given bad advice that in no way excuses their current behavior, which is an continuous ignorance and, in fact, their thumbnail, whatever. So,
Well, it basically sounds like to me, it's kind of like when I talk to people and try to bring up the whole idea of, you know, getting rid of the state, and they're always like, well, what about the roads? And then I try to explain to them how roads can be provided. I mean, it's so easy how roads can be provided without a state. I mean, it's just people building roads. But people would have ownership of certain roads and whatnot. And so people will always come up with this idea of like, well, what if some people own some roads that surround your house and then they enclose you in your home with roads and they won't allow you to buy your way upon those roads. So you can never leave your house. Now you're circled by these roads, by these private owners that own these roads, and they won't let you out. And this is basically what happened, but it's government, right? So,
yes.
You know, those questions should not come up. Here it is, right here, and it's government doing the roads. And apparently they have done just what you are afraid of, private ownership of roads doing, right? Not that that would ever happen in a private ownership if it was a voluntary agreement. Like,
yep.
People want customers driving on their roads. People want people out on the roads using them. They're not going to close you in. Why would the hell would they close you in? They would lose their customers.
Yep.
Like, they would no longer own the roads. I mean, it's just the same thing on if you own a business and you say, well, I'm not going to allow black people into my business. So you put a sign outside that says no black people. Well, everybody's going to hate you for that, and you're going to get hardly any business. Your business is going to die. So you can be like that if you want to, but good luck in the marketplace without a government, because the government's the one that forces you to accept everyone, even if you are a bigot and a racist. You know? So I would much prefer if you were a racist or a bigot and you own a restaurant or something like that, let me know. Put outside, no blacks allowed, and I'm not coming in as a white man. You know, same type of shit. I mean, I know I took it a totally different way, but it's the same idea with this whole road thing. So just get the government out of the roads and everything would be fine. You wouldn't have this problem at all. People can agree voluntarily, and you can throw up fucking advertisements and billboards to pay for your goddamn road. You don't even have to have tolls. Like, this could be handled so much easier in a truly free market. You can produce income from owning roads without charging people, without setting up stupid tolls every half mile or whatever. Like, that's what governments do, even though they already take money from people via taxation to pay for the roads, they still throw up tolls to add to their collection for the roads. It's like they're so behind in technological advance, like they don't advance. Who knows what could come from a free market in roads? I know it'd be way better than what we have, so let's do it. It's always the first question. What about the roads without government? I think it's so silly and dumb. It's just not thinking. Roads would be so much better. Yes. Let's get rid of government. That's the only thing you're concerned about is what about the roads in a minus government situation? Then that's fine. You're on board for everything else? Well, let's go. We'll tackle the roads. Roads can easily be tackled. And that's your only concern? Then, hey, you're on board, anarchists. Let's go.
You ready?
I'm ready. Okay. Go. Let's move.
Sorry. All right. Next story.
We're almost out of beer.
I know. More Texas beer. Toddler born with intestines outside her body leaves
allegedly hospital
after 850 days.
Wait, her intestines were outside of her body?
Yep.
When she was born?
Yes.
And she's alive?
Yep. Adeline Whitlin is special for many reasons, and not just because the two-year-old lived the first 850 days of her life in a Texas hospital.
Two.
There's just so much more to the story than how long she's been in the hospital. Apparently,
really?
Adeline was born with her intestines and liver outside her body.
No way.
Over the past 850 days, she's had 28 surgeries, an average of one a month for every month she's been alive.
Bull crap.
Finally, on Tuesday, Adeline was discharged from the Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth and allowed to go home with her parents.
Really?
Apparently, this is the first time she's ever been home. She said, I still don't believe that she's here. Her father said we knew she was born and it was going to be like that when she was born.
Did they put everything back?
Mm-hmm. Oh. That took 28 surgeries to do.
Weird.
Adeline was born with a birth defect known as, and I can't say it, it's spelled O-M-P-H-A-L-O-C-E-L-E, in which the infant's intestines or other abdominal organs stick out of the belly button.
Oh, man.
The condition is extremely rare, afflicting only one out of every 5,386 babies born in the United States, according to the National Institute of Health.
Why?
Adeline's condition was one of the most unique cases, the doctor said in Fort Worth. It was the biggest... I call it the condition. Apparently, it was the biggest condition that they've ever seen in that hospital. So, like, that she was really bad.
The most...
Intestines out,
out, probably.
Yeah, that's what they meant. Apparently, so she, you know, she made it through all the surgeries, which is good.
Well, she made it. Give it up.
So, but anyways, she did leave the hospital. And apparently, though, like, the doctors did warn them to be careful because, you know, it's flu season and all that kind of stuff. But she does have, an IV still and a feeding tube.
And when did this happen?
This week,
this
I believe.
Is recent?
Yeah,
so
it was this
she
week.
Just so she's Thursday. Not very old.
Thursday this
so
Thursday.
She's only a couple weeks old.
No,
or something?
She's been there for 850 days. She's 2.5 years old.
I hear that?
850 days. She's been in the hospital.
Okay.
So she's been there for 2.5 years. So this is the first time she used to go home. So, but you know, she still needs a feeding tube and stuff like that. So.
I wouldn't even want to come into the world.
Well, like they don't, you don't understand
I'd be
that.
Like, how about I just don't come into the world.
But now she's okay.
She's not okay.
She's okay. She's better than she was.
She's better than she was. She's not okay. Yeah. I wouldn't take that as okay. I would still want to
She looks go so
back.
Cute. She's happy.
I would want to go back.
But you're not cognitively aware of that when you're born.
I
or
am. Now.
Well, now you are, but when you were born, you didn't know what was going on. If that would have happened to you, you would have no idea.
I still think I would think, I don't want to be here. This is
No,
hell.
You would not know
this
that.
This is hell on earth. I was born into hell on earth.
Your parents might have thought that because they're the ones that have to deal with it.
I would think this is not fun. I don't want to be here.
No, you would not understand that. As a child, you don't cognitively, you're not there yet.
Cognitively?
Cognitively. Yes. You're not there. You don't you can't there. Think that way. I'm not saying
I'm just saying I wouldn't want to. Right now.
But how would you know you wouldn't want to? Because
I'm saying
you
right now.
Understand when you're that little.
I'm talking about right now.
You're saying right now you won't have a child like that, is what you're saying.
I'm saying that if, knowing what I know now, if I was born like that, I would not want to live. That's all I'm saying.
But it's not your choice at that point because you're under your parents' care.
It's never your choice. They have laws against killing yourself, so it's never your choice. You never have a choice to live unless you just go against the law. Like we talked about. Oh, jeez.
Okay. Anyways. Okay. Next story, because we're not going to agree on that one. McAfee.
That you should be able to kill yourself if you want to kill yourself?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about the part as you don't understand that she cognitively can't comprehend what's going on.
Like, I understand
that. She's not going to remember that. She might remember what's happening right now when she's two.
I understand.
But not when she was born.
I understand. So what are you saying?
Okay, moving on. The next story is McAfee. Is that how you say the virus company?
McAfee?
Yeah, McAfee hospitalized after being denied asylum. So let me go back a little bit because there's another story.
Apparently he got caught.
Yeah. So this McAfee guy who lives, where does he live? In Barcelona? No.
No.
Starts with a B.
I don't know. He was on the Rogan podcast. Rogan interviewed him. I think he was on Alex Jones, too. I didn't see that. But I heard him on the Rogan podcast. It was pretty interesting, his story.
It's spelled B-E-L-I-Z-E.
Belize.
Belize. There you go. Yeah. Belize.
He was living in Belize. And basically, just the before parts of the story, he is the antivirus guy, McAfee antivirus. And apparently he was living in Belize, and he was did we talk about this last episode? What he did? We didn't? Okay. Basically, he was cooking up some meth-like drugs, but he says it wasn't meth. I don't know what the hell it was. Something. Anyway, and he had a 17-year-old girlfriend, and he was 60-something. And so, I mean, he's just loaded. Tons of money, living in Belize, living on the island, you know, near the water, all that stuff, having a good time, banging 17-year-old. And I guess now she's 20. But anyway, his neighbor was always complaining about McAfee's dogs. He had like 11 dogs, and they were always super loud and barking and all kinds of stuff. So his neighbor would come over and, you know, bitching about them. Yelling at him and stuff. And then one day, McAfee woke up and a couple of his dogs were killed with some poison. And then, shortly after that happened, McAfee's neighbor guy ended up dead, shot in the head. And McAfee says it wasn't him. They just had a little, you know, disagreement about his dogs and stuff. But who knows if it's true or not. But so as soon as his neighbor ended up dead, and all these Belize police or the authorities started to come after him because they wanted to question him. But they have a super, super corrupt government there. And question means we're probably going to kill you while we're questioning you, and then we'll make up a story that you came after us, because he told a story when he was interviewing on Rogan podcast that there's some dude who got questioned and then was taken into the car of the Belize police, and he was handcuffed when he was put in there, handcuffed behind his back, and then he ended up dying from 8 gunshot wounds, and because the police said that he tried to wrestle their weapons away from them inside the car when he was handcuffed behind his back. So they shot him 8 times. I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me. But so he's scared of them, so he doesn't want to be caught, so he went on the run. McAfee. And apparently, no. This is...
So anyways, apparently they found him. And now he's hospitalized after being denied asylum. So in Guatemala City, software company founder John McAfee was hospitalized briefly Thursday after being denied political asylum in Guatemala. And his lawyer said they were making a last-ditch effort to keep him from being flown back to Belize for questioning about the killing of a fellow American whatever person. What were you saying?
So he's not in Belize now.
He was, well,
but they're going to give him up because he's not granted political asylum. Mm-mm. Political asylum would mean that they would allow him to stay in Guatemala and not, they wouldn't give him up to the authorities in Belize, but they're going to give him up.
Essentially. Apparently, McAfee told the Associated Press that he suffered chest pains overnight, but didn't believe he had a heart attack. A government doctor who examined him agreed, saying that McAfee's heart rhythm and blood pressure was normal and that he appeared to be suffering from high stress. McAfee was moved from an immigration center to a police-run hospital Thursday afternoon after Guatemalan authorities said McAfee's request for asylum had been denied. They did not explain why. He was released from the hospital and taken back to the detention center Thursday night. Shortly after the decision to deny him asylum was announced, McAfee issued a plea on his blog for the public to pension Guatemalan President Otto Perez Malalan to let him stay. Please email the president of Guatemala and beg him to allow the court system to proceed to determine my status in Guatemala, is what he was basically saying. McAfee's legal team said they were preparing to apply the appeal the denial of asylum to the court's constitutional court. So they'd have a decision in 48 hours. So that was a while ago. So they would have a decision by this point. But
so there's probably an update, and we did not look that up, but. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can find that.
Yep. So anyways.
Craziness.
He's caught now, essentially.
But he didn't ever really do anything wrong, unless he did kill his neighbor, which is possible. But it doesn't seem like he did, but who the fuck knows? He seems like a crazy dude. Something's going on. Whether he killed him or not, something's going on with him. But he's super rich. Maybe he's just crazy because he can do whatever the hell he wants with his money.
Yep.
I don't know.
IRS aims to clarify investment income tax under healthcare law. The Internal Revenue Service has released new rules for investment income taxes on capital gains and dividends earned by a high-income individual that passed Congress as part of the 2010 healthcare reform law. So it was kind of snuck in there.
Right. That's all they ever do. They always do that to every bill. They'll sneak shit in. That's how the NDAA got passed. They snuck it into some crazy bill on New Year's Day or like night.
Yeah. Apparently, the tax affects only individuals with more than $2,000 in modified adjusted gross income and married couples filing jointly with more than $250,000 of MAGI, which is modified adjustment gross income. So, anyway, still, it's just stupid. It doesn't matter who is affecting. It shouldn't be affecting anyone.
Just get rid of taxes. They're only legalized theft by the government. That's it. Moving on.
And the last one here is GOP serves up $800 billion in new taxes.
Wonderful. I thought they're supposed to be small government, limited government. The Republican Party, GOP, they're all about small government, aren't they?
Supposedly.
New taxes means bigger government.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're doing is funding more government.
House Republican leaders endorsed a far-reaching plan Monday to rein in the national debt that would raise $800 billion in new tax revenue, slice $600 billion from federal health programs, and apply a stinger measure inflation to Social Security benefits. So
basically more stealing so that we can try and pay off our debt that we've created by bombing children thousands of miles away. And it's still not going to do anything. They're just going to steal more money from you. And then later on, a few years down the road, they'll say, well, we need to steal more money from you because we need to pay off this debt. that we still have because we didn't even make an indentation into this debt because it's an unfathomable amount of money that you could never steal enough. Even if like the tax rates were like 100%, they stole money from, they just basically took your check. Every working American, they just took your check. They still wouldn't have enough money to pay off their debt. So it doesn't even make any sense. It's all just nonsense. Hey, we're going to steal more money from you. We're going to pay off this debt a little bit. No, you're not. You're just going to steal more money. That's all.
Stop bothering people.
And you're the GOP. You talk a good game about, I want smaller government, lower taxes. Well, what's going on? You're confusing me. It's just left, right. They're both the same. It doesn't fucking matter.
Does not matter.
Fuck them. Fuck the government. Fuck the state. Just get rid of it. I don't need it. You don't need it. You may think you need it. You don't. You're confused. Listen to more Drunk on Liberty.
For sure.
You'll figure it out. Maybe. I don't know. Because that one dude said something.
I can't understand what you're saying.
So, who knows?
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, that's the news. I'm Sarah, and I got to pee.
Yeah. I think you've done that one before.
Well, it's fine because I got to pee, so it makes sense.
I think you've done it a few times, actually. Okay.
Right, so what's our break song so I can go pee?
I don't know. I do not know. I think it's this one. It's called Beer Bottle Boogie.
That sounds good.
Coco Taylor. That's who it's by. I don't know. It's not playing. It's not working.
God. No.
There it goes.
Oh, wait. Is it going to go now?
That's probably going to be an ad now. Nope. Jesus Christ.
It's loud.
How hard is that?
Beer Ball Boogie.
right, so that was Beer Bottle Boogie from who?
Coco Taylor.
There we go.
Hope you enjoyed it. I enjoy that song.
Alrighty, so what do we got for cool new shit, right? Is that time, right? Is that time? Is that time? We're
cool new shit!
Alright, what do you got for us?
First up, R2-D2 now stashes the most useful weapon of all, booze. It's just essentially an R2-D2 flask.
I like it.
It looks just like R2-D2.
It does. It's cute. What else? The other one? What's the other one?
Cool shit!
Well, they are slowly loading here, so trying to extend the time here. Meet Spawn. The most complex simulated brain ever. Spawn learns and remembers a screen capture from a simulation movie of Spawn in action shows and input image on the right. I don't know. The output image is drawn on the surface below Spawn's arm. None of this makes any sense to me. Neuron activity is approximately mapped to relevant cortical areas and shown in color. Wow.
What?
I don't know. I have no idea why this is part of my cool new shit. Chris Elias Smith has spent years trying to figure out the ingredients and precise recipe for building a brain. He even has a book coming out in February called How to Build a Brain, describing gray matter, dendritic connections, and other brainy anatomy. As he was writing it, it occurred to him that he might want to demonstrate it. So he built Spawn, the most complex simulation of a functioning brain built to date. Spawn, which stands for Semantic Pointer Architecture Unified Network, is a computer model that can recognize numbers, remember them, figure out numeric sequences, and even write them down with a robotic arm. It's a major leap in brain simulation because it's the first model that can actually emulate behaviors while also modeling the physiology that underlies them. The program consists of 2.5 million simulated neurons organized into subsystems that are designed to resemble specific brain regions, including the prefrontal cortex, basal ganglia, and thalamus. It has a virtual eye and a robotic arm and can perform a series of tasks, each different from one another. There's also a video explaining some of it. It's a long article that I'm not going to read any more of. It's on popsci.com. Spawn.
Sounds confusing.
Indeed.
What's your next one?
I don't know. God. They slowly load.
Cool.
That was much quieter than the last one. Bacon Jello.
Ew.
If you love bacon, but have been looking for a way to enjoy it with its... Oh, it just moved.
No!
Oh, man. If you love bacon, but have been looking for a way to enjoy it without its delicious saltiness or crispy texture, Instructable user Canada has put together a thorough and unsettling tutorial on how to make a bacon alternative from Jell-O. It's not as easy as just buying and mixing up a special holiday-flavored box from the grocery store, either. There's actually quite a bit of work involved, including cooking and blending up real bacon and layering it into a pan with various flavor additives like maple syrup and liquid smoke. I've never heard of that. Liquid smoke?
I've never heard of that.
What is that? The results supposedly look and taste like the real thing. It's just the horribly slimy cold texture of Jell-O you'll have to get over. So, there you go. That's it.
That's all the cool new shit?
No.
Oh.
That's it on that one. Bacon Jell-O.
That's gross to me, but whatever.
Cool new shit!
Staples stores are going to start offering custom 3D printing inside their stores.
Oh, geez. What are they going to 3D print, did they say?
In the same way that photographers can upload their image files to a photo lab for printing, people will soon be able to upload their CAD and CAM files to the Staples Office Center for 3D printing on a high-end printer. The only catch is the finished objects will be made out of paper. What? That's not cool. Staples' Easy 3D service is a result of a partnership between the Staples chain of office supplies stores and MCore Technologies. Using an online interface, users will be able to submit a file of the object that they wish to have printed. That file could even be as simple as a photograph of an existing physical copy of the object, depending on its shape. That information will then be uploaded to a MCore Iris 3D paper printer at a local... See, I don't understand. Why is this paper? 3D printing, that's not paper. I'm confused. Anyway, there's some other 3D printing things that tie into this. 3D printers could transform moon dirt into a lunar base. You send a 3D printer up to the moon, and it can use the moon dirt that's there and turn it into a base for later... people,
usage.
Humans to come. And
That is interesting.
Also, more on 3D printing.
Oh.
Next year's 3D printers. The 3D printing industry is on track to be a $3.1 billion business by 2016. And the innovations on display this week at Euromold, a manufacturing trade show, show its foundation is growing, both in revenue and in physical print size. Object 1000. The big news out of Euromold is the new Object 1000 3D printer, named for its 1000 by 800 by 500 millimeter. I don't know what that is. I don't know. More than three times the size of competitor printers. Instead of being limited to printing small components like a bike helmet or pedal, engineers can now print an entire bike frame in one shot. This is basically a list of different 3D printers that are coming in the coming years.
Cool.
So that was one of them, the Object 1000. There's another one, the Voxel Jet. It makes a line of machines that print sand. And... can create sand into, or take sand and create, you know, glass objects out of the sand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm just going to go through the other ones. There's the MCore Technologies one, which we were just talking about in the other story.
Yeah.
Concept Laser, Geomagic, and a 3D Systems. So anyway, all kinds of 3D printing. Seems like every cool new shit we have.
It's starting to be
there's
like
one,
that.
There's at least one 3D printer in there. This time you get three.
Woo-hoo.
Stories for one. Way to go.
Cool new shit!
Here we go. Fancy dissolving condoms are the future of female birth control.
Why is it always female? Was it male?
Because females give birth. Researchers at the University of Washington have developed a discreet condom that does double duty for women's reproductive health subtlety. It prevents pregnancy and it protects against sexually transmitted diseases by dissolving inside of the body and releasing preventative drugs after use.
Interesting.
These contraceptives, made from a nanofabric born through a process called electrospinning, or creating fibers from liquid inside of an electric field. It's apparently easy to control variables like strength, solubility, and shape with the resulting material. So, God damn it, I don't know how to say any of these words. Antiretrovirals can be added to the condom. It could be slapped onto existing contraceptives or directly inserted into the body like a vaginal ring. And it's the first of its kind. Condoms that can protect females from STDs and pregnancy at the same time exist in the form of the female condom and non-oxynol 9, but the first is not at all discreet, and the second isn't safe to disintegrate inside lady parts. These new ones can do so cheaply and inconspicuously. And anything that makes your sex life a little better is a good thing. Would you insert one of these into your lady parts?
Probably not right now. It's still under testing.
They apparently dissolve after. And when they dissolve, they release anti-pregnancy drugs.
That's interesting.
One more.
Coolest show.
This is riveting stuff, guys. Medical marijuana vending machines. I don't know if we already talked about this, but they're out now. Dr. Bruce Bedrick, CEO of Medox Inc., said his company is using its technology to distribute medical marijuana. We provide technology that is patented for storage, inventory control, and dispensing of pharmaceuticals. Medbox is similar, so it's like Redbox, only with weed.
Oh, very cool.
Medbox is similar to a vending machine. Bedrick said a patient would choose their medicine from a display, and staff would dispense the prescription from the machine and hand it to the client. Wait, staff? That doesn't seem like it's a vending machine. I don't know. Did that make sense to you? Someone's handing it to them.
So is it in a vending machine, yet you have to get it behind the counter? And so the staff would have to put in the stuff and then it
That's
come
not
out?
A vending machine then. What are they talking about? Oh, man. It's fucking stupid. Whatever.
Cool shit.
That's that.
That's that. You weren't happy with that one.
I'm not happy with any of them.
Oh, jeez.
They're all a mess.
Alrighty.
Bullshit.
Well, let's go to the Blockbusters.
You just trampled all over that.
Because I'm awesome. All right. No. So the first...
Wait.
Blockbusters!
So the first movie we watched was called Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days.
It's the... Third one? Fourth one?
Third one. And it gets a 6.0 out of 10 on IMDb. What does yours get?
51% on the tomato meter from the critics. Audience gave it 68%.
So it's about the same as mine.
Haven't we seen all three of these movies?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was funny. It's just funny.
You're always about these movies.
You like them, too.
I could do without them, though.
But you like them.
They're all right. Nothing special.
Whatever. You laugh at them.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Funny.
They're silly.
He laughs at them, so just don't.
Certain parts.
Anyways, next movie, Premium Rush. We watched, and it gets a 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb. It's about a bike messenger who picks up an envelope that attracts the interest of a dirty cop. What does your website
still
give?
Loading.
Oh, it's going slow today.
It's not moving at all. It has froze, and now I got a beach ball.
Anyway, so I'll talk a little bit more about this.
Explain it.
It has
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, he's in it. He's the biggest person that's in it, I say.
He's not that big.
Yes, he is.
I'm bigger than him.
He's the biggest person in the movie, like actor-wise.
I'm bigger than him. He's a little guy. He's not very big.
Oh, my God. I mean, the biggest actor that's in the movie.
This is not working.
Anyways, so...
this is fun. Everything's died, so I can't play anything.
Okay. Well, then I'll just go on with it. Stop freaking out. It's technology. Can't always depend on it. So, it was all right. I personally was kind of like, eh, if I would have saw it, I would have been like, if I didn't see it, I would have been like, eh, okay, I don't care. But Ryan liked it. Ryan J. liked it. But it was action, and that might be why he liked it. So.
Boner.
Oh, you got a boner from it?
Just checking if anything works, because I've lost Romy. I've lost everything. Everything is out. Everything. I don't have our final song anymore.
Well, then exit out of the whole damn thing there. All right.
That doesn't work either.
Let me go to the next. The next movie we watched was called About Cherry. And hold on, I'm getting it up here.
Boobies.
That's all he cares about. It got a 4.6 out of 10 on IMDb. It's about a drama centered on a troubled young woman who moves to San Francisco, where she gets involved in pornography and aligns herself with a cocaine-addicted lawyer. Yeah. James Franco's in this. Heather Graham's in this. They're probably the two biggest actors that are in the movie that I can remember. The rest of them are kind of smaller. I've never seen the main girl besides in this movie.
Head on over to drunkonliberty.com. Rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio. Also, click the shit out of that donate button. Click shit out of that Amazon banner. Buy your shit. Give us a little kickback. Hit us up on Facebook. We only need one more like to hit the 100. Or follow us on Twitter.
That's all. I don't have
we can take
to say.
Bitcoin. Throw us some Bitcoin.
Yep. That's all I have to say. I don't think there's anything else.
And our final song is... Give Me That Wine by Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Enjoy. Peace out, drunks.
Peace.
My wife got tired of me running around, so she tried to keep me home. Well, she broke my nose and hid my clothes, but I continued to roam. Then she finally hit my weak spot, threatened to throw my bottle out. Well, from the basement to the rooftop, everybody could hear me shout, give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Yeah, give me that wine. 'Cause I can't cut loose without my juice. I got to have Hot Lucy when I go walking, you know. Well, one day while crossing the avenue, a big car knocked me down. While I was stretched out tying up traffic, and crowds came for blocks around. Now the police were searching my pockets before they sent me to the funeral parlor. But when one of them cops took my bottle jack, I jumped straight up and commenced to holler. Give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine. 'Cause I can't get well without Muscatel. I only drink for medicinal purposes anyway. Well, now one real dark and dreary night, as I was staggering home to bed, well, the bandit jumped from the shadows and put a blackjack side my head. That cat took my watch, my ring, my money, and I didn't make a sound. But when he reached and got my bottle, you could hear me for blocks around. Give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine. Beat my head out of shape, but leave my grape. Watch, ring, and money ain't nothing. Don't mess with my wine, Jim. Well, one day my house caught fire while I was laying down sleeping off a nap. And when I woke up, everything was burning with a pop and a crackle and a snap. Now the fireman chopped up my TV set and tore my apartment apart.
But when he raised his axe to my bottle, I screamed with all my heart, give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine. So I can drink one tote before I roast. No sense in going out half-baked, might well be all tour. You can take all those Hollywood glamour girls, Lana Turner, Rita Hayworth, Brigitte Bardot, and Lucille Ball, and all them chicks, and line them upside the wall. Put a gigantic jug beside them and tell me to take my choice, or there'd be no doubt which one I chose the minute I raised my voice. Give me that wine. Well, those chicks look fine, but I love my wine. Now, some folks like money, some like to dance and dine, but I'll be happy if you give me that wine. Give me that wine.
Unhand that bottle.
Here's the girl under election. Oh, shit.